You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 9. The audio date is 11.09.2019. Current time is 05:55 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And this is day number 9 of Napod Pomo, an audio month, the original audio month. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich, here on the Anchor, as well as over there on the Twitter, where I tout myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on the internet, and that's exactly what I'm doing this morning with this recording. I'm once again on the iPod Touch using the Boss Jock app to do my audio month submission for day number 9. We're moving right along. And yes, I do have the morning coffee. And if I slurp a little bit, you know, that's a slurping is a compliment over in Japan, but I think that's when you're eating your noodles or drinking or eating soup maybe or something. I'm not sure. In some cultures, it is a compliment. So my morning coffee slurp, if you hear it, it's always good to have at least one slurp in there, is a good morning to you all as far as if you're a coffee drinker, you'll understand. I'm out here in the back porch, the screened-in back porch. It's a little bit cool, but it's not too bad. I wanted to use the portability here of the iPod Touch, which I've done once before, and I'm going to be doing a couple more times because I enjoy it. The only thing is, being out here, it's a little bit cold, so I tried getting the battery was a little bit low on the iPod Touch, so I had to get a one of those battery bricks. It's my solar restorer battery brick to give me some extra charge. So continuing that workflow of using hardware, old hardware, to get the audio out. Doing the audio, folks. But what is it? Where's my... Okay, I got the portability because I have my my notes on my LG Stylo 3 here. Let me get that out. But it's the tech that we use, and I'm going to be going over. I came across something here last night because I was going to talk about, and I will probably talk about drones. I do fly a drone, and I'll be talking about that in one of these episodes here. As far as my adventures of in having, I'm a drone flyer for what, about 2 years now. I'm just a recreational drone flyer, but I'll get more into that in another episode. But I want to talk about, was it the World War II technologies that we still use today? And I just found that interesting because there's a new movie coming out and sort of relates to it. It's called Midway. It's a remake of, there's a 1960 movie of Midway that is a classic, a war classic as far as I'm concerned. And Midway was a turning point for the United States in World War II in the Pacific Theater back in the 40s here. But the film tells of the epic story of American pilots and sailors fighting the Pacific Theater War during World War II with an all-star cast. And but although World War II might seem like ancient history, a lot of the technology used during the conflict have shaped the technology we use today. And that's what caught my eye on this. So let's just go over it. It's 5 items here. And the first one is a modern smartphone, which I have in my hand right now. readiness can fit in your pocket, but the early digital computers developed during World War II to crack the German code were so big, you're lucky to fit them in a closet. So, the computers back then, I think they were bigger than, I think even the computers they used in the early 60s for the Mercury and Gemini space shots, they were freaking half the size of a room or something like that. Let's see, the Germans' V2 rocket was the original long-range guided ballistic missile, but the tech involved went to serve more peaceful purposes, including the rocket systems that carried astronauts, satellites, and more into space. And the rocketry technology brought man to first step on the moon, and hopefully in the next near future, we'll be putting man on the planet Mars. Let's see, the third one. Like most people, you probably remember Hedley Lamarr. No, I don't. I guess you had to be back in that era from her performance in 1939, Lady of the Tropics. But did you know the actress was also an inventor? She developed a frequency hopping communication system for guiding torpedoes in World War II, which laid the groundwork for the development of Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS technology. Wow, those are three pieces of technology that we use a lot now. Let's see. With the rise of aerial warfare, the militaries of the world developed radar systems to detect incoming air raids, and that technology would be used for civilian purposes like air traffic control and weather forecasting. Now, the early warning there in World War II was mostly used during the Battle of Britain there, when the Brits used the that technology to defeat the Germans there in the Battle of Britain, which was that's a really good story from World War II as well. And let's see, the last one. Since bomber crews back in that era in World War II needed to move around the planes during flight, they couldn't stay tethered to oxygen masks. And that, I guess you were talking about the B-29 in the Pacific theater, leading to advances in cabin pressures that allowed for commercial airlines to use later on. So there's five different technologies that were used during World War II that were probably the groundwork for to continue those technologies. So, it's another example. Like I'm using my iPod Touch here again, along with the battery brick. That's a solar restore. It has a solar thing, but I usually plug it in an accessory battery pack that is allowing me to make this broadcast. And battery technologies, that's another thing, is it just I'm seeing more and more electric cars and electric power stations popping up here. And I live in a rural area. So there's a technology that is really taking hold as far as that goes. And I did say I had the morning coffee, right? Yeah, yeah, that was a slurping. Which, again, it's always good as to have that first slurp. It's a sign of a very good cup of coffee, I guess. It's starting to get a little chilly. I'm starting to feel a little chill now and stuff, but that's about it for right now, for this I was going to say Anchor Morning Audio, but it isn't. It's my Nonpod Pomo Audio Month, day number 9 submission. So, this is fun, folks. Getting interesting. Hey, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Live life. Live life and have fun, I guess. Peace.